USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last night's presidential debate, Democrat nominee Joe Biden accuses President Trump of bankrupting farmers.
I have not done a thing for them. And Mitch McConnell said, let them go bankrupt. What's the matter with
this?
The
bill that was passed in the House was a bailout of badly run, high crime, Democrat, all run by Democrats, cities and states. It was a way of getting a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars to these states. It was also a way of getting a lot of money from our people's pockets to people that come into our country illegally. We were going to take care of everything for them. And what that does, and I'd love to do that, I'd love to help them, but what that does, everybody all over the world will start pouring into our country. We can't do it. This was a way of spending on things that had nothing to do with COVID, as per your question. But it was really a big bailout for badly run Democrat cities and states.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The final presidential debate now over and 11 days before the election. President Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden continue to campaign. Trump will travel to Florida this afternoon for a campaign rally at the Villages in Central Florida. That's about 90 minutes north of Orlando. Then the president is expected to cast a ballot in West Palm Beach as part of the Trump the Vote, an effort to encourage early in-person voting among Republicans. Joe Biden traveled home after the debate and will deliver a speech from Wilmington, Delaware. That's where he's been a majority of the week to prepare for the debate. He is expected to speak about his plans to beat coronavirus and get the economy back on track. Vice President Pence will campaign in Ohio and Pennsylvania, two swing states, on Friday. Pence will kick off a day at a rally in Swanton, Ohio, before heading to West Mifflin, Pennsylvania. Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris will travel to Atlanta on Friday, as polls show Biden and Trump neck and neck in Georgia. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Suspected Russian government hackers have targeted dozens of state and local government and aviation computer networks since last month and stole data from at least two servers, two federal agencies said Thursday. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, said in a security alert that while there is no evidence that any election data had been compromised, the attacks may represent some risk to election information housed on government networks. CISA's top official Christopher Krebs said, "Our theory is that there's broad scanning looking for vulnerabilities. It's an opportunistic activity. We don't have any reason to believe they were looking for election infrastructure, election-related information. They just found themselves there." And Russia, he said, isn't alone trying to undermine the U.S. election. Iran is very active. Russia, not so much. The Food and Drug Administration granted approval of remdesivir, an antiviral drug from Gilead Sciences, as a treatment for COVID-19. The drug, sold under the name Veklury, will be used for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Gilead said it's the first coronavirus disease treatment to receive FDA approval. Dr. Barry Zingman, a professor at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, says the approval of Veklury marks an important milestone in efforts to help address the pandemic by offering an effective treatment that helps patients recover faster and in turn helps preserve scarce healthcare resources. USA Radio News.